Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we mark a somber anniversary, 107 years since the Jallianwala Bagh massacre, a pivotal moment in India's struggle for independence. On 13 April 1919, British troops under Brigadier General Reginald Dyer opened fire on unarmed civilians gathered in Amritsar on Baisakhi, resulting in one of the most horrific incidents of colonial brutality. The tragedy catalyzed India's shift from constitutional reform demands to the full independence movement. What makes this significant is that it led to the non-cooperation movement under Gandhi from 1920 to 1922. Crucially, it also prompted Rabindranath Tagore to renounce his knighthood in protest, a powerful statement against the atrocity. The massacre itself is a stark reminder of the era. On that fateful day, approximately 1,650 rounds were fired in about 10 minutes, with the exit blocked, leading to the loss of hundreds of lives. The British official figure stands at 379 deaths, but Indian sources estimate the number to be over 1,000. It is worth pausing here to note that this event is not just a historical footnote but a turning point in the narrative of India's freedom struggle. Now, let us turn to another significant event that coincides with this anniversary, Baisakhi. Celebrated across India on 13 April 2026, Baisakhi marks the Punjab Harvest Festival, the Sikh New Year, and the founding of the Khalsa Panth. The day's dual significance, joy and mourning, is uniquely tied to the 1919 massacre, which targeted a Baisakhi gathering. Building on this, it's essential to remember that Baisakhi is observed on 13th April annually, except on leap years when it falls on 14th April. This festival also marks the Rabi or wheat harvest season in Punjab and is celebrated as the solar new year in several regional calendars, such as Vishu in Kerala, Bihu in Assam, and Puthandu in Tamil Nadu. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it's crucial to note the significance of these historical events and their relevance to modern India. The founding of the Khalsa Panth by Guru Gobind Singh in 1699 at Anandpur Sahib is a key fact to remember. And here is something that surprises many students. The significance of Baisakhi extends beyond Punjab, reflecting the cultural diversity and richness of India. Now, let us look at some contemporary news. The India-UK Free Trade Agreement, concluded after nearly 3 years of negotiations, is scheduled for formal implementation by mid-May 2026. This is one of India's most significant bilateral FTAs with a major developed economy. What makes this significant is that it aims to increase bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. The current India-UK bilateral trade stands at approximately $36 billion annually. Indian gains from this agreement are expected in sectors such as IT services, textiles, leather, gems, and jewelry, as well as agriculture. On the other hand, the UK is expected to gain in areas like Scotch whisky, with a tariff reduction from 150% to be phased down, automobiles, and financial services. But why does this matter? The impact of this FTA will be felt across various sectors, influencing trade dynamics between India and the UK. So, what exactly changed? The negotiation conclusion and the upcoming implementation are key steps towards strengthening economic ties between the two nations. It's also worth noting that India has auctioned 46 critical mineral blocks, advancing its strategy to reduce import dependence on minerals essential for EVs, defense, and electronics, particularly from China. The minerals include lithium, cobalt, nickel, graphite, and rare earth elements. Remember this number, India imports approximately 80 to 90% of its critical mineral needs. This move is based on amendments to the Mines and Minerals, Development and Regulation Act. Now, let us turn to the world of sports. Indian Army runner Savan Barwal shattered India's 48-year-old national marathon record at the Rotterdam Marathon 2026, finishing in 2 hours 11 minutes 58 seconds. This timing bettered Shivnath Singh's 1978 record of 2 hours 12 minutes by 2 seconds. Note this carefully, Savan Barwal, aged 28, is supported by the Reliance Foundation and has also achieved the Asian Games qualification standard. Moving on, let's look at the digital payments ecosystem in India. The country's digital payments ecosystem processed a record 21.70 billion transactions worth 28.33 lakh crore in January 2026, with UPI alone accounting for 81% of all retail digital payments. India now contributes 49% of all global real-time payment transactions. The UPI system has 691 banks participating, up from 216 in 2021. This is a significant development, indicating the rapid growth of digital payments in India. Now, let us look at international relations. The 7th edition of Exercise Dustalik, India's annual joint military exercise with Uzbekistan, commenced on 12 April 2026. The Indian contingent consists of 60 personnel, including 45 from the Army, primarily from the Mahar Regiment, and 15 from the Air Force. The focus of this exercise is on counter-terrorism, special forces operations, and joint combat drills. This exercise is part of India's Connect Central Asia policy and the SCO framework. But what about environmental concerns? A report by the Wildlife Institute of India reveals that drastically reduced water flow in the Chambal River is forcing Ganges River dolphins to abandon upstream habitats and migrate downstream toward the Yamuna confluence. The species, Platanista gangetica gangetica, is India's national aquatic animal, declared in 2009. The threat comes from irrigation and industrial extraction reducing the Chambal River flow. This river is one of India's cleanest and runs through Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, and Rajasthan. Now, let us discuss a significant development in the fight against cybercrime. The Financial Intelligence Unit India and the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre signed an MoU to strengthen interagency coordination against cyber fraud, money laundering, and financial crimes. The MoU focuses on fraud detection, digital transaction protection, and asset recovery. India reported over 18 lakh cybercrime complaints in 2023, according to NCRB data. The legal framework for this includes the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. In another development, the draft master plan for Great Nicobar Island Development Area 2047 was released, projecting tourism as the primary economic driver, alongside a transshipment port and airport. However, this project raises environmental and tribal rights concerns. The project is estimated to cost approximately 81,000 crore and involves diverting about 130 square kilometers of tropical rainforest, affecting over 58 lakh trees. The leatherback sea turtle nesting grounds are also at risk. Additionally, the indigenous Shompan tribe, one of India's most isolated tribal groups, is affected. The tourism projection aims for 98,000 visitors by 2029, increasing to 1 million by 2055. Now, let us turn to international news. Hungary's opposition leader Tör Magyar secured a historic electoral victory, ending Viktor Orbán's 16-year rule. This has significant implications for EU dynamics on Ukraine support, migration, and rule of law. Hungary is an EU and NATO member state, and Orbán's legacy includes a pro-Russia stance and opposition to EU-Ukraine aid, raising rule-of-law concerns. The shift in Hungary's stance may alter its EU voting on sanctions, Ukraine funding, and migration. In agricultural news, India's fertilizer policy is under scrutiny due to the country's 70% fertilizer import dependence and the fiscally unsustainable subsidy structure. The recent Iran-Israel conflict has disrupted global fertilizer supply chains, exposing India's vulnerability. The annual fertilizer subsidy bill stands at approximately 1.95-2 lakh crore. Global urea prices rose 65% in 40 days due to the conflict-driven spike. The proposed solution includes direct benefit transfer and quantitative rationing, focusing on crop-neutral approaches. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have several key points to note. The Jallianwala Bagh massacre occurred on 13 April 1919, and Rabindranath Tagore renounced his knighthood in protest. Baisakhi is celebrated on 13 April, marking the Rabi harvest. The India-UK FTA is set for implementation by mid-May 2026, aiming for $100 billion in trade by 2030. India has auctioned 46 critical mineral blocks, with the country importing 80-90% of its critical mineral needs. Savan Barwal finished the marathon in 2 hours 11 minutes and 58 seconds, bettering the previous record by 2 seconds. UPI processed 21.70 billion transactions in January 2026, accounting for 49% of global real-time payments. The Great Nicobar project is estimated to cost 81,000 crore, with concerns over the leatherback sea turtle nesting grounds. India imports 70% of its fertilizer needs, with prices rising 65% in recent times. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding the historical context, contemporary developments, and the interconnectedness of these events is crucial for your exam. Remembering key facts, figures, and the significance of each event will help you in both the prelims and the mains. In conclusion, today's current affairs span a wide range of topics, from historical anniversaries to contemporary economic, environmental, and geopolitical developments. The significance of these events, whether it's the Jallianwala Bagh massacre, the India-UK FTA, or environmental concerns, ties back to broader themes of independence, economic growth, and sustainable development.